This is our moment for our weekly conversation with Ron Sanford, who is president, CEO of Metairie Bank. We always check in on money issues. And Ron, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Thanks, good. Glad to be here.
Listen, I'm really, really sorry to hear that Speckle Tees is like this legendary bar in Slidell and music venue. And they're closing down permanently because of the coronavirus pandemic. And this is something that is not going to stop from happening.
It doesn't look like it. It looks like the restaurant industry is particularly susceptible to this. And we've, especially, of course, in our area, Scoot, we've had estimates that there's going to be more closures down the road. As many as 40% of our restaurants may not be able to make it. So we'll have to watch that.
You know, over the last, I don't know, I'm going to say 5 years, but maybe it's over 10 years. But in recent memory, there have just been a slew of new restaurants that have opened up. I mean, like New Orleans has a ton of new restaurants. And it looks like this is some kind of a natural process where some are not going to make it. But ultimately, this is going to give an opportunity to people in the future to come back.
Could be. There's the future chefs out there may get an opening. You know, the market goes down, and they may decide, yeah, well, when we get a virus and things settle down, I'll give it a crack.
Yeah. So be thinking
so
about
never
the future.
Know.
Also,
sure.
The NFL is talking about how much money will be lost. The Saints are going to play the Tampa Bay Bucks, Mercedes-Benz Superdome, 3:25 this Sunday afternoon. No fans in the stands, no tailgating for games, and no tailgating in Baton Rouge. But the NFL not having fans or not having full stadiums, especially this first weekend, this is going to be a big financial hit for New Orleans and the NFL.
It sure could be. You know, Forbes magazine follows the NFL closely and evaluates the franchises each year. And they did an analysis back in May on what portion of each team's revenues were tied to the stadium itself, game day, basically. Mm-hmm. And they came out with each team. And in that analysis, New Orleans was ranked 14th in terms of total revenues, $441 million. And about 37% of those revenues were tied to game day, you know, which would be tickets, concessions, parking, sale of merchandise in the stadium, stores, those kinds of things. And that's $160 million. So if they were to play the whole season with no fans, those are lost. That's lost revenues. That's a big number.
And then there's really the little guy. There's the cottage industry of people selling water and beer on the street out of their cars or out of coolers. And, you know, they're going to miss making the bucks that they're used to making.
You bet they are. And all the bars up and down Poydras and everywhere else in the warehouse district and the quarter are struggling with that. It's a big loss.
So how do we best put a positive spin on this, which is it's so negative? Is there anything positive about this? Is there anything positive to look for?
I, you know, Scoot, I think our folks are so creative. I mean, I'm sure you've seen, I've seen advertisements for, now they're calling it home gating instead of tailgating, and
yeah,
selling packages for you to get set up in your living room instead of in the parking lot. And I still think people are going to be putting up huge screens outside in places where it's safer to meet and do some kind of tailgating that's pandemic conducive. You know, I still think you're going to see some of that.
Yeah.
They're going to find a way, I think.
Another area that has really taken off is the home improvement industry, because a lot of people are they have time to do it, and because working at home brings a set of new challenges. I mean, I've had to set up a mock studio here in the living room in my apartment. My apartment's not that large, and now I've got this studio set up to do this show and to do social media. A lot of people are improving their homes and renovating their homes to accommodate working at home and to accommodate schooling from home.
Absolutely. You're seeing that all over. Special desks, special chairs, different kind of screens. In fact, you see that there's a, you know, a shortage of laptops and computer screens out there with all the kids trying to be schooled from home. So people do adapt, though. It's amazing to watch, really.
It's going to be interesting to see if corporal punishment of students go up since so many of them are at home.
I hope not. It's a threat.
Well, you know, you can spank your kids, you just can't beat them. And hopefully, if you're a parent, you know the difference between spanking your kids and beating them. But, yeah, I think there'd be fewer regulations at home when it comes to even just spanking a child if they misbehaved in class.
Yeah, you bet. There's definitely changes at home on the home front with all of this.
Ron, thanks for visiting with us. Thanks for the information. We'll talk to you again next week.